Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Barbara Bunny, a singer with one of the most beautiful soprano voices of our time. But don't take my word for it. Listen to her sing Purcell's music. That was Barbara Bonney in Purcell's If Music Be the Food of Love. Purcell often revised, and since Barbara Bonney recorded a different version, we have as a comparison singer Barbara Bonney herself in essentially the same song.
Sing a song of love.
two versions of Purcell's If Music Be the Food of Love, both sung by the birthday girl of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Barbara Bunny, first with the King's Consort and just now with Christopher Hogwood. Now we'll hear Barbara Bunny in Schubert's Die Forelle, The Trout. Notice the pianist's role in setting the scene. By the way, this is the time to get out the old iPad and visit hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins to follow along with the original text and translations. From here on out, Barbara Bunny will be singing in German. Barbara Bunny with the great pianist Geoffrey Parsons in Schubert's Die Forelle. The comparison singer is Gerard Souzet.
Endlich war dem Diebe die Zeit zu lang. Macht das Bächlein tückisch drübe, und häng ich es gedacht, so zuckte seine Rute, das Fischlein zappelt dran, und ich mit regem Blute sah die Betrogene an, und ich mit regem Blute sah die Betrogene an.
two interpretations of the Trout or Die Forelle by Schubert. Just now, Gerard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin. Before that, you heard Barbara Bonney with Jeffrey Parsons. Both recordings blessed with fine pianists and singers. But this edition of Singing and Other Sins is a celebration of Barbara Bonney's birthday, April 22, 1956. Today's quiz question, what are Barbara Bonney's hobbies when she's not involved with singing, teaching, and master classes? Some of you may know that I tried to interview Barbara Bonney for this program, but the time between Salzburg and Honolulu confused me by 1 hour, and I missed it. But we had emailed a bit, and she let me know that the following song, Morgen, or Tomorrow, by Richard Strauss, was her favorite song.
Thank you.
There's an unfinished quality to Morgan by Strauss, and that's because he ends the piece with the piano playing a 1-6-4 chord. For those with no music background, it's just not the way most songs end. Before you forget her 1989 interpretation, let's hear the same song Barbara Bonney recorded in 1998. That was Barbara Bonney with the Strauss song Morgen, or Tomorrow. In this case, Malcolm Martineau was her pianist. The first recording of Morgen that we heard was with Jeffrey Parsons, the pianist. Barbara Bonney writes about this particular song. It is such a simple piece with so much feeling and sincerity and longing. It's just the right length. It's still and introverted. And it's always a crowd pleaser. That was the words of Barbara Bonney. I hope it pleased you. Remember to follow along with the poetry and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. That's especially important for the next song in Swedish. Barbara Bonney lived in Sweden for many years and is fluent in that language. We'll hear her sing Sigh, Russia's Sigh by Sibelius. Antonio Papano was Barbara Bonney's pianist in Sigh, Russia's Sigh by Sibelius. Now we'll hear that same song again with Jorma Hinninen.
Som en vinsjö den and, när hon sjönk i sjön. Det var när sista vår stod grön. Det voro henne granse vid östan och rin. Det tog hon sig så illa vid. Det voro henne granse för Guds och Gud. Och för hennes unga kärlek skull. Visst du, när ögon steg mitt namn, de kastade smuts i den liljas dag.
Så Sorry,
We've heard the beautiful Sibelius song, Sigh, Rushes, Sigh, twice. First, with Singing in Other Sins' birthday girl Barbara Bonney and Antonio Papano. And just now with Jorma Hinninen, with the Tampere Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leif Segerstam. I asked Barbara Bonney about language, and she answered, I am fluent in German and Swedish and can get by in French. Italian was never my thing. I listen to the spoken language, listen to the inflection and the body language. Of course, on the radio, we don't get the body language, but that's how thorough Barbara Bonney is in preparing a song. And I think you can tell. Each performance has a feeling of penetrating all aspects, musical, poetic, and the large picture. Listen to what she's able to do with the strophic song of Mozart, Sehnsucht nach dem Frühlinge, Longing for Spring. Her good singing diction allows us to follow every word and nuance of the story.
Komm, liebe Mai, und mache die Bäume wieder grün, und lass mir an der Mache die kleinen Veilchen blühen. Wie möchte ich doch so gerne ein Veilchen wiedersehen? Ach, liebe Mai, wie gerne einmal spazieren gehen.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, this time a birthday tribute to Barbara Bonney, who just sang Mozart's Sehnsucht nach dem Frühlinge, Longing for Spring. That always sounds like a folk song to me. The pianist was Jeffrey Parsons. In the last line she sings of cuckoos, and you hear Parsons make the final two notes of the piece an imitation cuckoo sound. Now to a famous song from Schumann's Dichterliebe, Im Rhein in Heiligen Strome. This same Heine poem was set by Liszt, so we'll hear it that way first. This is the song that tells of the Cologne Cathedral that contains the image of the Holy Mother, which of course looks just like the Beloved.
Das große, das heilige Kind.
Barbara Bonney sang Liszt's setting of Heine's poem Im Rhein in heiligen Strome, or as Liszt changed it, Im Rhein in schönen Strome. Her pianist was Antonio Papano. We'll hear that same team with the same poem, but in Schumann's setting. What a beautiful voice she has. Barbara Bonney and Antonio Papano in Im Rhein in heiligen Strome by Schumann. Until this recording by Barbara Bonney, Lotte Lehmann was the only woman to record Dichterliebe. I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing Lehmann in this vintage 1941 recording of the same song.
Im Rhein. Thank you.
Now we've heard three performances of Heine's poem Im Rhein in Heiligen Strome. First set by Liszt and then by Robert Schumann, both with Barbara Bonney and Antonio Pappano. Finally, Lotte Lehmann sang the Schumann version with Bruno Walter at the piano. Next, the Wiegenlied, or cradle song of Richard Strauss. For some reason, this beautiful song isn't all that well known. Besides the wonderful melody, listen also to the rich piano part.
Knospen mein Sohn.
That was the birthday girl of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Barbara Bonney, with the remarkable pianism of Malcolm Martineau. Now we'll hear this same Strauss song, Wiegenlied, or Cradle Song, in his orchestrated version with Diana Damrau. Richard Strauss really gets to show off his orchestration abilities in his Cradle Song, touchingly performed by Diana Damrau and the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Christian Thielmann. It's probably every singer's secret wish to have a piece written especially for them. This is what happened to Barbara Bonney when André Previn set the words of Sally Chisholm remembering Billy the Kid, who may have actually been one of Barbara Bonney's ancestors. As you'll understand, Sally was more than a pal to Billy. You'll hear the composer himself, André Previn, playing the piano part for Barbara Bonney.
Such a character as a gentleman, but from beginning to end of a long relationship, in all his persona,
string of perch for dear.
Andre Previn's Sally Chisholm Remembers Billy the Kid with Barbara Bonney and Mr. Previn. I hope you've enjoyed this Barbara Bonney birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. Remember to check out the Hawaii Public Radio Singing and Other Sins website for information on the Art Song Contest. Next week, Benjamin Britten songs in a recent release. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.